I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our culture struggles to know how to handle a day like Good Friday. We find so many opportunities to fixate on violence and death and destruction and all of the horrible news that comes through our computers and the radios and the televisions. News that can bring us to our knees, to weeping, if we allow it to truly and deeply touch our hearts and our souls. So much news that many people get numb and overwhelmed and feel that kind of sorrow just wash over us. Or other people simply turn away, deciding that they can't engage with all of the terrible news that we hear from Egypt or Syria, or the natural disasters that occur all around the world at any given time. So coming to a day like Good Friday, where we are faced with the sheer brutality of humanity, most people avoid. So thank you for being here tonight. Most people avoid it because they don't want to think about the death of Jesus and his suffering. They don't want to remind themselves about the stations of the cross or the passion narrative. They like to focus on the Easter message, the hope and the joy that we know is on the other side of the grave. Other people get angry on Good Friday. In the movie The Shack, we see this very poignantly, where Mac is interrogating God, livid, furious that God would allow God's son to be tortured and nailed to a tree. You can see that Good Friday, the passion of Christ, the suffering of Christ, greatly inhibited Mac's faith and his ability to believe in a loving God, asking the great question of theodicy, how can there be a loving God who allows so much suffering in this world? In a beautiful moment, God, who at this point in the movie is played by Octavia Spencer, pulls back her sleeves and says to Mac, "You totally misunderstand what happened on the cross." And in her wrists, we see the stigmata. She says, "Love has no cost that it is not willing to pay. I was right there with my son the whole time." The question that Good Friday presents to us is, what are we willing to see? When we think about Jesus on the cross and the suffering that his death represents, what are we willing to see? What are we able to see? If we get locked into the brutality of humanity, into the hideous suffering that Jesus must have experienced, into questions about how could there possibly be a loving God and allow such an event, then it's a very short distance for us to question, how does God allow children to get sick and to die? How does God allow addiction to ruin families and ruin lives? How does God allow murder or war or any of the things that bring pain and sorrow into our human hearts? if we look at the cross and we see only suffering, we have a very narrow lens through which we look at the whole world. In her beautiful book, The Choice for Love, Barbara DeAngelis tells a very poignant story about spending some time in San Francisco, in Chinatown, and watching two tourists from Texas stand in front of a Chinese restaurant, beating on the door, pounding it. "Open up in there. The guidebook says that you have the best dumplings on the street. Why aren't you open? The guidebook says you're supposed to be open. It's only 6 o'clock. Beating and screaming and wailing at this door, when there are 25 other Chinese restaurants on that same block. She said some of the passersby walked over to this couple and said, "The sign on the door says that they're on vacation. This restaurant and this restaurant and this restaurant, they are all equally wonderful. I know they're not in the guidebook, but I think you would be very happy with any of these choices." And this couple could not let go of wanting that restaurant to open. How many times do we get our vision so locked in to the one thing in front of us that we can't see all of the other options that are available? When we get so locked in to seeing the suffering of Christ that we forget the women who were at the foot of the cross caring for him, his disciples who loved him so dearly and so deeply, Joseph and Nicodemus who cared so lovingly after his death. Or when there are horrible things that happen in our lives, if we can only see the painful event, the person that hurt us and continues to hurt us, the illness, the loss of a job, the move that was traumatic, whatever it might be, if we only can see that one point of suffering and can't make the choice for all of the other beautiful things in our lives, we get locked into Good Friday. Since you have had the courage to come here tonight, to listen deeply to the Passion narrative and to face the suffering of Jesus, I hope that you will allow this story to enter you as deeply as you can and to draw you through that lens to see all of the other choices of love that are surrounding that cross. That you can see God present, loving God's Son, even in the point of greatest suffering. That you can see all of the compassion and love surrounding Jesus, surrounding you and me and all of God's beloved children who are suffering in this world tonight. We have a choice what we focus on and what we see. While we don't turn away from the suffering of the cross, the invitation of Good Friday is to see the choices for love that are available all around us and all around Jesus.